From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The unemployment rate has dropped to a five-month low of 9.7%. President Obama says he's encouraged.
Today we received additional news suggesting that we are climbing out of the huge hole that we found ourselves in.
But after seeing that employers had slashed an additional 20,000 jobs in January, the president is warning Americans that labor figures will likely fluctuate in the coming months. In suburban Maryland today, Mr. Obama addressed small business owners, whom he has described as critical to economic recovery. His administration is pressing banks to lend money to more creditworthy small businesses and help them to hire more people. The president of Toyota says he is sorry about the numerous recalls that are making customers increasingly skeptical about the safety of their cars. We have more from NPR's Louisa Lim in Tokyo.
Akio Toyota apologized for causing customers concern over the recalls of some 8 million cars worldwide. The recalls were due to problems with gas pedals and floor mats that have been linked to up to 19 crash deaths in the US over a decade. But he didn't announce any recall of third-generation Prius hybrids, which were under investigation for braking problems. He said he'd head up a quality task force, which would include independent experts, and he vowed that Toyota cars are safe. Japanese ministers have voiced their concerns about Toyota's behavior. Foreign Minister Katsuya Okada told Kyodo News Agency that the issue was one of trust in Japan's entire auto industry. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Tokyo.
Another winter storm is hitting portions of the East Coast. Beverly Amsler from member station WVTF in Roanoke, Virginia, reports.
Governor McDonnell called a state of emergency, as he did in advance of last week's winter storm. This time, the storm is expected to dump up to 2 feet of snow on northern Virginia and Washington, D.C. Meteorologists report snow was coming down an inch an hour this morning in Blacksburg and Roanoke. However, the snow will mix more with sleet and freezing rain along Virginia's southern border and in the far southwestern part of the state. The winds are expected to pick up later today, reducing visibility, making driving more hazardous, and possibly knocking down trees and power lines. Temperatures are expected to remain around the freezing mark, then dip down to the teens and low 20s Saturday night as the precipitation tapers off. For NPR News, I'm Beverly Amsler in Roanoke, Virginia.
Shiite pilgrims came under fire in Pakistan today. Authorities in Karachi say suspected Sunni militants bombed a bus carrying Shiite worshippers, then hours later attacked the hospital treating the victims. At least 13 people were killed. U.S. stocks are sharply lower again. The Dow has dropped below the 10,000 mark. At last check, the Dow was down 160 at 98.45. This is NPR News. In the third deadly strike this week in Iraq, at least 35 people are dead and more than 140 injured from a double attack in Karbala. Authorities say Shiite pilgrims were on their way to a religious observance when a car bomb or mortar fire erupted. The strike sent a large crowd running on a highway in the path of a suicide bomber. Police in Rwanda have arrested 5 men for attacking a prospective presidential candidate who has been accused of stirring ethnic tension in a country that is still recovering from the genocide of 1994. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton has details.
Rwandan opposition politician Victoire Ingabire said she had gone to register her new party when she narrowly escaped an attack by a group of men who beat up her assistant. After living abroad for 16 years, Ingabire returned to Rwanda last month and plans to challenge President Paul Kagame in elections scheduled in August. On her return, Ingabire, who hails from the majority Hutu tribe, was criticized for highlighting crimes against Hutus during the 1994 genocide. 800,000 Rwandans, including moderate Hutus, were massacred, with most victims from Kagame's minority Tutsi tribe. Discussion of ethnicity remains taboo in Rwanda, where the president has tried to build a sense of national identity. But critics say he is authoritarian and intolerant of dissent. Ophelia Quistarton, NPR News, Accra.
Still monitoring U.S. stocks, the Dow has dropped below the 10,000 mark. This with investors still rattled over doubts that Europe can tackle its increasing deficit. At last check, the Dow was down 147 points at 98.55, NASDAQ down 18 at 21.07. This is NPR.